finally, we are back for part two of the It's Alive trilogy.
It lives again.
It lives again. This is 1978 we are in now. Oh, and we should mention that W. Carter is back.
I'm back from vacation.
From your executive vacation.
I'm executive rejuvenated retreat. For the continuing episodes of Movie Bonfire.
He went on an executive retreat for podcasters. All the podcast executives were out there.
And I come back to find this new trilogy you guys got going, a new series, and I'm really interested. I don't know anything about these movies, but they sure look great.
That's why we wanted you here today, so that we could describe this to an unsuspecting audience.
Oh, and if you were waiting for that zombie series, don't worry, that's coming.
Eventually.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Carter.
Yeah.
Let's just give you a breakdown of the It's Alive trilogy. This is about babies, but not just any babies.
Mutant babies.
Mutant babies that are just being born across the nation. Because of, well, we don't know why.
Yeah. Some say smog.
Yeah.
Some say pollution.
Pesticides. Or it could just be, as some think, human evolution taking its natural course. Or that guy on the motorcycle going by right now. Any of these things could have contributed to these monster babies being born. But when they're born, they just start killing people.
How do you... Wait. Is this like puppets? How do they do this?
Yeah, they're kind of like little...
A lot of cutscenes, a lot of...
They don't really move.
Yeah.
It kind of like cuts and the baby's like, just sitting there. And then it cuts away and they're like, it's killing me.
Are the babies like monsters or normal just babies? Because I don't think a baby that was just a normal baby could do much to the person.
No, these babies are little monster babies with fangs and claws. They have only three fingers that are claws.
Yep.
And
they come out ready to fight.
Yeah, they apparently have superpowers. They like, the first baby in the first movie... is born, kills about six doctors, and escapes through the skylight after gnawing off his own umbilical cord.
Good God.
Yeah. So.
They're able to go from from a crouching position to your neck without even blinking. You don't even know what's happening, and you're dead.
Can you imagine the pitch meeting on that? We're going to do this movie about these babies, they're killer babies.
Oh yeah, I like it. So,
go with me.
They liked it so much, apparently, that they made the second one. 4 years later after the first one. And this is It Lives Again.
Right.
We have a returning character.
John P. Ryan.
Yeah. Who plays... I thought his name was Frank Davies, but it's apparently Frank Davis.
Yeah, they keep calling him Davis now.
Yeah. His wife, nowhere to be seen. But Mr. Davis shows up, and he's like, this is a government plot to try and kill all these monster babies, but we're gonna protect these babies. This is murder. We can't just have them killing babies for no reason. So he meets up with this new couple... that we're introduced to.
How he meets up is quite a story, though.
Yeah, please.
So they're
you tell.
They're having a baby shower, right? In comes John P. Ryan with the guests, just chilling. Sits there on the couch. Says nothing to anyone. Just sitting there with the confidence of, I am such a pimp. I just invaded your baby shower, and you don't even know it. So all the guests leave, and he's still there. And the couple's like, hey, you? Who are you again? And they're just like, why are you still here?
I hope you're not selling us insurance. And he's like, I heard that your baby's going to be abnormally large. And she's like, yeah. And he's like, it's a monster. Let me put my hand on your stomach. And she's like, go ahead. And he's like, yeah, it's definitely a monster.
I can feel it.
Yeah, I can feel it. You're going to need to call me when you go into labor. We have a secret place for you to give birth because the government is watching you right now. And as soon as you go into labor, they're going to follow you, put you in containment, and kill your baby. And she's like, what the F? I don't believe this. But then they start to believe it because they see these guys following them.
Yeah.
So.
Real incognito.
But it sounds like he's kind of suspicious himself. Like maybe he planted it.
It's totally weird.
Really?
Yeah. But he.
But they totally believe him.
Yeah, and it turns out his intentions are noble in this fact. He really wants to save the baby.
Yeah.
So.
Is it one of these plots where the government wants to take control of these things and use them as a weapon or something like that?
No.
They're just killing them. It was just so weird.
They don't want to catch them.
No studying. No.
Which is weird because that's what this guy wants to do, Frank Davis. He wants to catch them and keep them alive and study them and find out what they are and what's happening. Why is this happening? What are they? But no, the government, they just want to kill them.
Weird.
Yeah. So she goes into labor, long story short. Police get involved. They have to get her out of the hospital at gunpoint.
But no crime was committed.
No crime was committed. They keep saying that. They're just defending the baby's right to be born by holding police hostage.
Yeah.
They get her into a semi that has a built-in high-tech delivery room in the back of it. Yeah. They're just driving, cruising down the highway while this woman's giving birth. And then out comes a little monster baby.
They sedate it immediately?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they take it to a compound.
Well, it only hurts one doctor just a little bit. It doesn't
kill
him.
Just scratches him a little bit.
So
they take this baby out in the compound where they have two more babies exactly like it, and they're studying them. And that's basically the setup of this movie, is that they have these babies in containment, and the government is trying to find out where they are so they can kill them.
Yeah.
Oh. And this couple who just gave birth to this baby, they're freaking out, like, where's our baby? Did we make the right decision? Maybe we shouldn't have done this. That baby was a monster.
Right.
We saw it. Maybe we should have let the government kill it.
And there's a really moving scene where they show the stress that this has on their marriage, you know?
Oh, yeah, that was intense. That's where you can see why Frederick Forrest got his Oscar nomination for The Rose. They just start yelling at each other, and oh, it's just heartbreaking.
From talking to outright screaming in like 0.2 seconds.
Wow. And the babies don't like it when people are upset. So these babies are getting a little annoyed.
There are too many people are living. They're like, you know, we need to take care of this.
We get some more information on the baby lore as well here. Like, apparently, these babies, they won't hurt you if you're not afraid of them. They can sense your fear.
Ooh, and
if
you're like Freddy.
Yeah, if you're afraid, they get stressed out and violent and aggressive. But not if you're not afraid. And the other thing that we kind of learned that they have is, apparently, they can sense if there's someone that wants to hurt them. So, yeah.
Within like a mile radius.
Yeah, you have to, if you're within a mile radius, it knows that you're there. And it knows that it wants to hurt you. You want to hurt it, so it gets freaked out then, too. So,
wow.
That's what we learned about these babies. And that they have really strong sense of where their parents are.
Yeah, they can track down their parents anywhere.
They don't, like, rebel against their parents?
Oh, no. Oh. They won't kill their parents.
Because all the parents, you know, once the baby shows up, they're like, you're just such a baby. I want to hold you.
That's what happens in the same, it's the first movie and the second movie. When the parents meet the baby,
yeah.
They're like, oh, I'm sorry that I thought you were a freak. You're so cute and you're my baby. Really? Have some raw meat and let's be friends.
Let's talk.
This is stupid. This is like there's nothing redeeming here or is it cool? Well, you described it to
know.
Me. I think that I'm trying to think of some origin. It sounds like Rosemary's Baby, kind of. Like where it starts from, like a baby that's a demon baby, and then they just like take it to the next level. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, but see, it's not like a singular. Like the first movie, there was a singular demon baby.
Yeah.
But they didn't really give any backstory of like what the baby is, or it just kind of is. Like we don't. There's kind of some implications that it could be pollution. But then we're not really sure on that.
Or was it a pharmaceutical company that's like,
yeah,
you know, we can't have this baby being studied because if they find out it's from our stuff, then we're in trouble.
Yeah, that's true. They were like acting like that these prenatal drugs that certain women were taking actually causes them to have mutated monster babies. So that could be what it is too, but we don't really know.
So they were willing to donate money for the cops to just kill them instead of studying them.
And we have returning also Lieutenant Perkins.
Oh, yeah.
The detective. He's a detective now, I think.
Yeah, he's the one in all three movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he shows up to try and hunt down this baby. We catch the baby inside a house, and then we throw up some, like, you know when you're getting your house pesticide cleaned, sprayed?
Yeah.
Suddenly, we got that up on the house.
Boom.
It takes like 10 seconds. I think they had like a switch.
Instant cast.
They were like, put him in this house, and hit the pesticide tent switch. And then they start just shooting the gas in there. But the parents are in there with their baby, making friends, kind of calm down.
They're sitting around the fire in this little iconic scene, you know.
While the baby eats from its tray of raw meat.
There's some more raw dead cow for you.
And again, just like in the first one, the baby dies.
Baby starts freaking out.
For what?
Just dies?
It gets killed by the police again.
Yep.
And but again, there's no real sense of what the point is. Like, you can't tell if Larry Cohen, the writer-director, is trying to say that, you know, everyone deserves a chance to live and don't judge by what someone looks like or, like, anything like that, because in the end, the babies are these killers that are violent and dangerous. So, there's no...
What happened to the one that kills John P. Ryan?
That was their son.
That was their son?
Yeah.
Because that was the only one that made it out?
Yeah.
The two they killed in the house?
There were three babies.
Okay.
One of them gets killed in the swimming pool after it attacks Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, how did it die? I can't remember.
Isn't that the one that shot on the floor in that
room? Oh, yeah, yeah. And then there's the third one that Frank Davis escapes with.
That's right.
And then it attacks him and kills him. Yeah. So there's really no redeeming, like, oh, you should have given these babies a chance. Like, they hint at that with the parents always, you know, making up and being like, oh, look at our baby. We should love it.
Yeah.
But then that doesn't come to fruition because then everybody comes in and kills the baby.
Yeah.
Even Friday the 13th has a, holy I've been bombarded. Even Friday the 13th has a moral, you know, don't be a sexually active teenager.
Yeah.
Do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a...
Or be related to Jason.
So should I see it? I mean, does it at least have some gore in it? Is it scary? I mean, what is it? Is it a horror movie? Is it more like fun? Is it
fun?
It's like a campy thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say it's solid camp, but in both these movies, they're very dramatic.
Yeah, they're very serious about what they're doing there.
Yeah, right? It's very, if it's comedy, it's very deadpan comedy, like, presented as if it's a drama. As if this is a very serious matter, that these babies are monsters, and we need to choose them.
I think back then, they were meaning it to be a horror film that people would get really freaked out about, but nowadays, it's just like, what?
Yeah.
We got Jason running around. You're going to bring this baby in here? Don't bring that weak stuff.
Yeah,
here.
Exactly. None of the jokes seem like jokes. They're kind of...
Oh, this make any money? I never heard of this movie, so I don't know.
It must have. I mean, they made three of them.
Three of them. And remade the first one.
Yeah, it had to make a little bit of money.
Wow.
It was not a bad idea.
The first one, actually, I think, got quite a bit of fame when that came out.
Yeah.
Because, like, my sister randomly knew of it. Like, she had seen it. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, it's alive, right? I'm like, yeah. Seriously?
Well, I don't know. You guys haven't talked me into it. Maybe I'll see it on a rainy Sunday afternoon, but...
I don't know. Don't see it on our recommendation.
Yeah. It's one of those, you know, if you're halfway through Dead Girl and you're getting a little unsettled emotionally, throw in It's Alive.
Yeah. I think that's a good suggestion.
Oh, I totally forgot about Dead Girl. Thanks for bringing that up.
You have to take vacation to work it out.
Is that why you went on vacation?
Yeah.
Work that shit out in your head?
I was scarred for life after watching that piece of crap.
That's why after I watched It's Alive 3, Island of the Alive, that's why I'm going to Hawaii tomorrow. Because I want to see the islands.
It's like binge
where these babies lived.
Yeah. It's like a binge and purge for you.
Yeah.
Like, eat all the garbage and then go purge yourself.
Yeah. So I'm hoping I can, like, talk to some locals and be like, hey, could you show me where It's Alive 3, Island of the Alive, was filmed? That's a place I really wanted to visit while I'm here.
And do you know if there's any more of those mutant babies still around? Because they'd be like 230 years old by now, by my calculations. That's mutant years, of course.
In mutant years. So, mutineers. So, that's part two. We got some more of the baby lore. We kind of know the backstory of what these babies can do, what the powers they have.
Yeah.
And,
once again, we end the movie with all mutant babies dead. That's an important fact to know.
That is important to know. So, in 1987 is when the next one comes out, 9 years later. And you'll find out about that one when we conclude this trilogy sometime in the coming weeks.
9 years later? They just reboot it?
Or, yeah.
Wow.
They did a good job, though,
there must have been
from what I've seen so far.
There must have been something good about it. They feel like they got something to mind to go back to.
I think it's just that whole...
They're probably like,
we got
some
money left to squeeze out of this.
I bet there was a cult following at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is what I would bet. Like, some, you know, B-horror film.
There was probably, like, town hall meetings where people were like, make more It's Alive! I want more It's Alive! So, I mean, then they had to listen.
Writer strike until they decided to write.
Exactly.
Definitely.
So, look forward to It's Alive 3. It's hitting your iTunes soon.
I'm looking forward to it.
I know Will Carter's looking forward to it. We're giving you enough time to watch it.
All right.
And the first two.
All right.
Although I'll you can just listen up. To podcasts for the recount of those. It's probably better that way. Larry Cohen, you have left a legacy behind you.
You've left us a trail of milk and honey.
Yeah.